You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Sing. Now, I'll tell you what, she doesn't sing much. It's not one of my favorites. Y'all can sing, let me tell you. Over a year ago, as many of you know, Freedom House, which is a Christian halfway house here in town, it was started a few years ago, and it was my pleasure to be asked to serve on the board of it. And every Thursday night they come, the guys that are over there. It's a year's program, Christian program. And a little over a year ago, a year and a half maybe now, a young man came in that I got to know. And like everything else, many people that start it don't complete it. We in America are big gonna doers. We're gonna do something. We just don't ever finish. Where'd that come from? Johnny, is that on one of your new deals? We've got a brand new sound system situation. Now, if you noticed, all this was moved and put it back. They've been working on that for a week, so we may just take off in any direction tonight. So just hang tight. But anyhow, I got to meet a young man by the name of Roy Kelly. And Roy stood the test of time. He spent his year under their authority. And he did such a good job that they asked Roy if he would be the night supervisor or overseer with the guys. He had such a rapport with the other guys. And Roy, he's got a full-time job, but he's spending his nights at Freedom House. And he's going to spend them for a while, but only for a short while, because before this year is out, Roy finally talked a little girl into marrying him. She I'm telling you, I've got to talk to her some. But anyhow, I want Roy Kelly to come and speak to you tonight. He feels like God's got a calling on his life to preach the gospel. And so I've asked him to come and do that. And I want you to welcome him and listen to him. Everything else is closed, so there's no place you can go. So just sit till we're finished here. So, Roy, come right ahead, brother.
Am I on?
You're on.
All right. It's truly a blessing to be here this morning. I mean, this afternoon. Y'all be patient with me. God isn't through with me yet. He's still writing chapters in my testimony. And so if you would, please bow your heads with me and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this day, Lord, that you've given us. I thank you for this time that we can come together and encourage one another, Lord, and just exalt your mighty name, Father. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given me, that I can stand here and tell somebody about all the great things that you're doing for me in my life, Lord. I just ask that you'll use me in a mighty way, Lord. As I open my mouth, Lord, just fill it with your words, Father. And just help me, Lord, to encourage those that need to be encouraged, to convict those that need to be convicted, Father, and just to comfort them that need to be comforted. Lord, I pray that you will touch every man, woman, and child in this place tonight, Father. Just touch spiritual eyes and spiritual ears, Lord. Circumcise our hearts that we can hear and see what you have for us tonight, Father. And we give you all the praise, all the honor and glory, and all of God's people say it.
Amen.
And amen. You know, I woke up this morning and I rolled out of bed onto my knees and I began praying to God and I asked him, I said, Lord, help me to overcome me today. Let me become less and you become more. And when I finished praying, I got this chair in my room that I sat in this chair and I started thinking to myself as I looked around the room and I thought, wow, what a blessing it is to be awakened by my own alarm clock and not to the sound of someone yelling, chow time, 25 to chow. If your bunk ain't made, you ain't going. Or count time. Everybody by your bunk. And I know I don't miss this. And get out of them. Run your fingers through your hair. Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Bend over. Spread them. I don't miss that at all. Do anybody out there miss that? Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. And I can tell you that all of that aggravation, that misery, that suffering, it can be mine. It's only a decision away. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not never going back there. Never. I've made up my mind. I've come to a conclusion. I'm not never. The only way that I'll go back there, it'll be to encourage the men and women that are still back there. That's the only way I'll go back there. But today I make good decisions. I make the decisions that reach me rewards. And not punishment. See, God is working in my life today. I wanted to introduce you. It gives me great pleasure to just stand here and to announce that I am getting married to a very beautiful, lovely young lady. You know, baby, stand up. Let me brag on you, introduce you to the people. Y'all, this is DeAnza Cole. And as of October 26th of 2012, we will be Mr. and Mrs. R.L. Kelly. Yeah. Baby, jump out in the hallway and just do a couple of cartwheels. Show them how excited we are. I'm just joking. But I have to tell you, I'm happy today. And it's all because I decided to follow Jesus. I surrendered to him. He works in every aspect of my life. Now, I'm not saying that I do everything right all the time. But by no means do I make some wrong choices in life, but I'm quick to repent. And I have to tell you this, that ever since I've trusted my life to Jesus Christ, I've never been disappointed. Never. disappointed. Make them good decisions. And I want to encourage you all to do the same. You don't have to go back to that, those places. You can stay out here in the world with the rest of us. You know, and I want to tell you that, I just went blank. But hold on, God is working on me. I also want to tell you that I'm happy today and that my life is full of joy and I got a lot of peace in my heart today. But I can also remember a time when I didn't have that peace, when my life was in shambles, when I didn't want to wake up at times. I can remember this many a nights that I walked the cold, dark streets captive. I was held captive in my addiction to alcohol and drugs. I didn't have nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. I can remember this one night real clearly, just as if it was yesterday. And it was cold at night. It had began to mist and rain. And there I was walking the cold, dark, lonely streets of Lubbock, Texas. Nowhere to go. No one to go to. I must have wandered those streets for days. Nothing to eat. Hadn't got any sleep. I was exhausted. About to collapse at any moment. And as I began looking for a place where I could go in and stay dry and maybe get a little rest, I came across this little shack. It was abandoned. And it looked as if this shack, if a strong gust of wind would come and blow on it, it would fall over. But I went in there anyway because I didn't care. And as I stepped into this shack, it seemed as if it was more colder in this shack than it was outside. But I went in anyway, and I began looking for a place to lay down. And I came across this closet. And I remember going in that closet and I laid down on the floor and I curled up in a fetal position. I was trying to stay warm and my body just began to shake uncontrollably. And as I laid there, I can remember feeling tired, hungry, and I was afraid. And I can remember the worst feeling of all. And I was in the ironclad grips of loneliness. I was so lonely. 21 demons screaming in my ears. Nobody loves you. Nobody even knows you exist. Look at you. You're trash. Who wants you? You ought to just lay there and die. And as I laid there and began believing these demons, I began to cry. I cried uncontrollably. And I remember as I lifted my eyes up to the skies, I said, God, please help me. Because I don't want to live like this any longer. Please help me, God. And as I laid there, I remember a warm sensation of peace just covered my body. It was as if someone covered me with a blanket. As if God had said, don't worry, son. Help is on the way. And I fell asleep. And in a few moments, I was nudged awake. And I heard a voice. And this voice said, are you okay? And I said, yes, I think so. And then he said, well, we're going to need you to get up and put your hands behind your back. Because you're under arrest. And as I began to struggle to my feet, I could see the two officers as they stood back and put their hands on their pistols. And they put the handcuffs in me. And I remember sitting in the back of that police car. I lifted my eyes to heaven. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I had been to jail many times before, and I knew what was about to take place. I was going to go in there. They were going to put me in a holding tank 4, 5, maybe 6 hours. Then they're going to come get me. And they're going to ask me if I want to make a phone call. The answer is going to be no. I ain't got nobody to call. So they're going to take me over there, book me in, take my fingerprints, get my mug shot. Don't smile. They don't want you to smile. And then they're going to issue me a mattress. They're going to give me a towel roll. They're going to give me a clean set of clothes and a care package. And then I'm going to follow the guard down the hallway to my tank. He's going to put me in population. I'm going to go in. I'm going to look around the room. Spot me an empty bunk. I'm going to go to it. I'm going to take the cleanser. I'm going to cleanse it off. Wipe it down real good. I'm going to throw my mattress up there. Make my bed up. Then I'm going to take a moment. Look around the room again. See if there's anybody I know. I don't recognize nobody. I grab my towel set. Pimp to the shower. Get in there. I'm going to scrub myself clean. Then I'm going to come out. Find the benches, pop a squat in front of the box. I'm going to watch the TV, and let me tell you, if you've never been to jail or prison and you plan on going, make sure you brush up on the Young and the Restless, because they watch two things, the news and the Young and the Restless. And if the news is on while Young and the Restless is on, then the news lose. They want to know what Victor Newman is doing, where Victoria Newman been, and what Jack Holloway is up to. And after I take that, I'm going to stand up there and watch TV. Then they're going to come with the chow. Chow time. I'm going to walk, get in line, go to the bean hole, grab my tray. Take it to the table, set it up there. I'm going to eat everything on my tray, eat everything on everybody else's tray that they don't want. Because at this point, I'm hungry as a wolf. And then after I get through, I'm going to gather up all the trays, take them to the bean hole. Now it's time, Betty by time. Go get in my bunk. Cover up my head, and I'm going to sleep till I can't sleep no more, until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. Since I couldn't sleep no more and Jesus hadn't showed up, time to get up. I go find me a spot in the day room, go over there, hit the floor, start my push-up. It's time to let the healing process begin. I nourish my way back to health. Get through working out, then I go get in the shower, then I'm going to go get in my bunk, and then I'm going to cover up, and I'm grabbing a magazine, and lo and behold, here comes somebody with a Bible. Want to talk to me about Jesus? Hold on, homeboy. I ain't trying to hear that. I got 6 months. I'm going to do my 6 months. Then I'm going to go to the house. You can move it on down. He do. But let me tell you something about God. When God pursues you, he going to get you. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. See, I got blessed. God sent an inmate after me. But he sent a big fish after Jonah. And Jonah stayed in the belly of that fish for 3 days. I ended up staying in the belly of my fish for 6 years on a 10-year sentence. But nevertheless, here I am talking about God. God's going to get his man. And if he's pursuing you, he's going to get you too. So you might as well surrender and give it up. Well, anyway, after I'm up there in my bunk, God has a way to come to you subtly. He don't force himself on you, but he'll come to you gently. I'm sitting up here at the table. The man's name was Willie Earl. Never forget him. We playing chess. I'm smashing his head in. And I just, for the love of me, couldn't believe why this man isn't getting upset. He's losing every game. I mean, chess is chess, and I love to win. But I love to see my opponent lose his cool. But I just couldn't make this man lose his cool. And I'm beating him down. I'm beating him down. All right, it's commerce every time. I ain't got no money. Nobody put nothing on my books. He got plenty of money. He goes to the window, get all of this stuff, take it to his bunk, come back, sit down at the table, throw a bag of Jolly Ranchers on the table. He's sitting there popping them in his mouth. I'm steady smashing him on the chest. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. Finally, he flip a Jolly Rancher my way. All right. Throw the Jolly Rancher in my mouth. Let him win a game. He got the Jolly Ranchers. You know, got to be nice. And we sit there, and here come the question. What you know about God? Well, he's in heaven. I'm on earth. What else do I need to know? We play a few more games. He talked to me a little bit more. It's just something about them Christians that I don't know that he's a Christian, but it's something different about him that you can't help but to recognize. Now that I know who God is, I know this man is a Christian. That's why I couldn't make him get out his character. All right. So we play games. He popped a question. Slide me a Jolly Rancher across the table. I grab it. Pop it in my mouth. Won't you come to church with me tonight? Now, I don't want to tell him no. I mean, he got the Jolly Ranchers. So I say, yeah, I'll ride down there with you. He said, all right, shawty, I'll see you. The church start at 7 o'clock. I say, okay, now the plan is, I know church start at 7 o'clock. By 6:30, I'm going to be in the bunk with my head covered up. See, we got this thing that if you're in your bunk with your head covered up, we respect you enough not to bother you. You sleep, all right? So we goes on the next morning. He's sitting out there. I get up, come in. He got the chessboard out. Got the Jolly Ranchers on the table. I get happy. I go sit down, let him win the first game. What happened to you last night? Well, what do you mean? Well, you said you were going to go to church. Oh, I forgot. I went to sleep, bro. I'm sorry. He said, well, guess what? What? He said, well, we having church again. We got a special tonight. Come with me tonight. Well, I can't lie to him twice. He ain't going to fall for it again. So I tell him, okay. Finally, I go to church. He was telling me that if I get up in there, I just might hear something that will stick to me to help me change my life or turn my life around. I tell him, okay. And I go off in there, and you know what? He was right. I heard some things that made me think about my life, you know. So I got me a Bible. That's the first Bible I had he gave me. I goes to the house, get up in the bunk. And I look at the Bible, you know, I ain't really going to read it. You know, I look at it, look good, me walking with it, you know, give me some Jolly Ranchers. So I go on. Long story short, my court day pops up. And I was in there about 6 months. So my court day come and jump out my bunk. They call my name. Oh, get ready for court. They got the speaker. They call you on the speaker. Oh, get ready for court. All right. I'm down. I'm happy. Willie Earl, I'm going to talk to you, buddy. I'm out of here today. Oh, is it? Yeah, I'm finna go to court. I'm finna go up here so they can tell me time served. I'm out the door. I'll talk to you, man. All right. Well, I'll be back to get my stuff. You know, they're going to make me come roll my stuff up and take it out. So, okay, we go on. I go to court, and I go in there and sit down in front of the man. He come talking about 10 years. 10 years? I can't do no 10 years. Man, you better go back in there and talk for me. So he goes in there. Only this time he comes out with a list. A list of a lot of stuff that I done in the past. And he sits down before me and the first thing he holler out his mouth, robbery. What you know about that? Oh, I did time for that. He said, well, okay. Now they're talking about 25 years. What, 25 years? I tell you, man, that 10 years looked like a Jolly Rancher to me. Go in there and what I got to do? He said, you need to sign right here. If you going to take the 10, sign it. I'm mad. I'm hurt. Things didn't turn out the way I thought it was. I go back to the house. Willie Earl, he know. He already know. You know, I'm green thumb at it. He a professional. He's sitting up there, chessboard out. He done already made his first move. Jolly Rancher sitting on the table. I go over in there, sit down by him. At the end, he's sitting over there. I'm soaking. He looking at me. He know. What happened? Man, I had to sign for 10 years, man, trying to give me 25. Man, I can't do no 25. I took the 10. He said, yeah, I know, man. What do you mean you know? How you know? I said, well, he said I can do two on this 10 and come home. He said, if you lucky, you can, you know. All right. He said, I guess I get on up and I walk over to the bomb. I want to play some chess. Now, I guess I got to take it out on you on this chessboard. And I sit down, you mind if I get a Jolly Rancher? I ain't scared to ask him now. I'm hurt. I got his sympathy. You mind if I get a Jolly Rancher? He pulls them out on the table. Have all you want. All right, so I get the Jolly Rancher eating. Finally, a few months after that, they call my name. I'm finna go to the penitentiary. All right. Everybody get nervous. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, they'll call people out. If you got time, you finna catch the bluebird and go that way. So I get my stuff, tell everybody in the tank, by this time, we're like a little family. We know each other and know everybody's habits and all that. Get on the bluebird, and they got me shackled with a cat that it seems to me that he had to go to the bathroom every 20 to 25 miles. Golly, man. So we get up there. I mean, if you ever been on the Bluebird, you know you got these men right here, and you got the toilets right here, and then you got these men right here. So everybody looking at you, and you shackled to this cat, and that toilet look seems like it's way up here, so you stuck with him. I'm mad as firecrackers. Everybody looking, and this dude, he apologetic, man. I'm saying, man, just hurry up, man. Trying to hear that. So, long story short, I get down to my unit. I hit an ID unit after I go through Middleton. I hit an ID unit. And on this ID unit, I get in there, and I got blessed. They put me on a trustee count. So I goes in there, and I make up my bed and everything. Then I comes out, it's time to hit the rec yard. Bounce up to the boss, man, boss, go to rec. He get the paper out, look down, bunk number, 25. Fireman on the list, go ahead. Alright, so I bounce out the door, come to the yard. Now you just can't walk up on the yard. You gotta, you know, you gotta have your swagger. You gotta let them cats know who you is, what you about, man. I ain't with all that. Suck. Alright. I'm thinking to myself, you know, got my swagger going on. Man, at least I'm away from them Christians. Look up and lo and behold, hey, brother, look over here. We have services on Sunday. Man, you can come, man. Tonight we got a special speaker coming, man. The preacher, man. We call him the preacher, man. His name is Brother Joe, man. We would really like for you to come. All right. And I go on about my day. And that night, I didn't go. Of course, I didn't go. I'm in the penitentiary. The world done me wrong. I'm up in there sulking like everybody else, complaining, trying to fight, being mad, all of that old negative stuff. And so, God sends a man to me. And I'll never forget this brother. He was a pastor. His name was Wesley Hodges. He was my mentor. And I really took to liking this man. And I think it wasn't him that I was liking, but it was Jesus in him that drew me to him. Because he was kind, he was gentle, he wasn't pushing that Christian religion stuff on me. You know, he was being my friend. I ain't got no money, I'm up in there, he'll pop up there with a big bowl of spread, talking about, say, Brother Roy, better come on. You know, yeah, cool. I ain't got no bowl or spoon. Don't worry about that. Just come on and eat. All right. So I go eat with him. And he started talking to me gently. And I'm going to have to tell you that it was that brother's testimony that helped me make my decision to follow God, to accept Jesus. This brother was a pastor, and he told me that he would stand up in the pulpit and preached the word of God. And when church was over, he couldn't get the people out of the church house fast enough. Sometimes he would turn the lights off on them. And then he would leave there and go straight to the dope man, go to the house, lock himself up in the bathroom, and do his thing. God said enough is enough. And he ended up right there where I was. Now I'm knowing that nothing in God's world happened by accident. God had ordained that day from the beginning. That day was the day that Wesley Hodges was going to meet Roy Kelly and tell him about Jesus Christ. And Roy Kelly was going to make a decision to give his life to God. God knew that before the foundations of the world. And so there I am. God has sent his people to help me renew my mind, to make me a new man in Christ. See, I no longer listen to the devil's lies. I'm not fooled by his deception and his craftiness. I'm like Paul. Paul said that we're not ignorant to the devil's schemes. See, so now I know how the devil operates. I know how he operates. And let me tell you, he tried to keep me down. The devil tried to destroy my life. He tried to make me kill myself. I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, the devil said that I was a nobody. But God said that I was a child of the Most High God. The devil said that everything I represented was about nothing. But God said that I was an ambassador for Jesus Christ. The devil said that I was an underachiever and that he would destroy me. But God said that I was an overcomer. and that I would overcome the wicked one. The devil said that I was a loser, but God said that I was more than a conqueror. The devil said that my name was dirt, but God said that my name was victory. Victory. My name is victory. My name is victory. See, I got evidence. I got confidence. I know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High God. I know that I win. I'm walking in the promises and in the blessings of my Heavenly Father that sits on the throne, and there's not a devil in hell that can stop me. See, God has given me authority to conquer the enemy. I know my identity. God wrote it in my destiny that my name is victory. Now listen, I don't know what it is that you're going through. I don't know what kind of trouble that lay in your way. I don't know what kind of hell the devil has planned for you. But I know this, if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and get into his word and apply it to your life, then you're coming out. Because it is through him who gives you the right to become a child of God. It is through him who makes you an overcomer. And you will become an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And your name will be changed to victory if you trust in him and believe in him. Ah, man, I wish I could just get a little help here tonight. Is there anybody in the house tonight that can say that God has brought them through something? Is there anybody in the house tonight that can declare victory? Or am I the only one who can say that my God sent his angel to close the mouth of a lion so that I would not be destroyed? Am I the only one who can say that God stepped off of his throne and came to this earth and walked with me through the burning fiery furnace? Is there anybody in the house tonight that can declare victory? Anybody? Then stand up and tell that old devil. Say, get on down the road, devil, because you ain't got nothing here. Just bump it on down because you have no authority here. Because here I am a child of the Most High God. In this place, my name is victory. My name is victory. Somebody say that with me. My name is victory. My name is victory. My name is victory. My name is victory. Victory. God has written it in my destiny. My name is victory. And your name is victory if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. I want to tell you tonight, brothers and sisters, Brother Leland is coming. And he's going to make an altar call. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day for salvation. I want to encourage you all. Make that decision. I love you. Brother Lee.
I want you to bow your heads, if you would. Every head bowed and every eye closed just for a moment. I want you to go ahead and stand to your feet. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I couldn't add a thing to what Roy is giving you. I'm telling you, he made it plain and clear. And tonight, if you'd like to know this Jesus that Roy talked about, you can. You can trust him. We're going to have an invitation. I want you on the very first verse, Brother Doug sings. I want you to step out. I want you to come down here to this altar and say, I want to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior tonight. Somebody will be here to pray with you. Somebody will be here to answer your questions if you've got a question. But you'd say tonight, I want to be saved. I don't want to leave here lost. I don't want to leave here on the road to hell. I want to leave here in victory. Brother Doug, would you sing? Come on, the very first verse. Just as I am, without one plea. Come on, come on. You want that victory? You want that joy? You want that happiness? You can have it. Come on. Yes, sir. Come right on. One color. Come on, come on.
To thee,
O Lamb of God, I come. It's not coming to me. It's not coming to the church. It's not coming to anything. But Jesus Christ, would you come? Come right on.
Maybe you just need to come and pray. Maybe you've lost that joy and that victory.
Just
as I am. Come on.
To rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come.
Head still bowed, eyes still closed. As the pianist plays, you'd say, Leland, I've never trusted Christ. If the Bible's true, I'm lost. Would you pray for me before we leave tonight? Would you slip your hand up real quickly? God bless you, sir. I see your hand. I see yours, hon. God bless you. I see yours at the back. God bless you. Yours on the front. Slip them up and put them right back down. Thank you. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, there's some folks here tonight that need to trust you. Father, would you just, may your Holy Spirit break their heart tonight. Do whatever it takes to get them to make that step toward you. If they'll take that first step, you'll bring them all the way. So help them to do that as we sing one verse on this verse, and this is the last one. But as we sing this verse, help those that acknowledge that. Give them the courage to do that right now. While our heads are still bowed, Doug's going to sing one other verse. Come right on. You acknowledged you need to come. Come on. Come on. Step out for Jesus. Come on. Kathy. Come on. Come right on. Come right on. Yes, sir. Come on, God. All right. What a Lord.
Just as I am.
Anyone else? Real quickly. Come on. Yes, sir. Come right on. Going to stop singing. I promised you that'd be it. But if the head's still bowed, eyes still closed, there's some people tonight meeting Jesus Christ for the first time. Oh, let me tell you what He can do for you. And He can put you in a place that even that you don't enjoy, you can have joy. While people are praying, the Bible said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And then to simplify it and sum it up, He said this very simply, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's anybody, anytime, any place could be saved. Our Father, there's still some that need to trust you tonight. Father, I pray that before they leave, they do that. Thank you for these that have come. Thank you for those that had the courage to step out want to find that peace. Father, every Christian in here knows the misery of being lost. And every lost person in here knows that misery too. They just don't know the victory. So I pray for them. Bless them. These that are at the front, those that didn't come that should have. We pray now, Father, that you just go with us. We ask for your blessings. Help us to be a good ambassador for you. And to have the victory Roy talked about. Thank you for the message. Thank you for what you've done in his life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.